crawling behind the gate. The gate swings into the stretch, and here they come. They're horsing around.
Welcome to Horsing Around. I have a great show for you this week with guest Kim Rinker from the Ohio Sire Stakes. But first, we need to do a little horsing around the Kentucky Derby. That's right. Today is May 1st, and it is the 147th Kentucky Derby. The Kentucky Derby is a horse race held annually in Louisville, Kentucky in the United States, and it's almost always held on the first Saturday in May, capping a two-week-long Kentucky Derby festival. The competition is a Grade 1 stakes race for 3-year-old thoroughbreds at a distance of 1.25 miles at Churchill Downs. Churchill Downs, the world's most legendary racetrack, has conducted thoroughbred racing and presented America's greatest race, the Kentucky Derby, continuously since 1875. It is steeped in tradition, one of which being the Rose Garland, now synonymous with the Kentucky Derby, is the source of the nickname Run for the Roses, and has a history almost as long as the Derby itself. A crown of roses representing each thoroughbred that ran in the Kentucky Derby is in the center of the Rose Garland, with one special rose pointing up, signifying the struggle and heart necessary to reach the Kentucky Derby winner circle. The Kentucky Derby is set to run at 2:30 p.m. May 1st. The race is full of tradition from the Twin Spires to the Hats, which are a part of tradition and pageantry that make a visit to the Kentucky Derby an unforgettable spectator sport in more ways than one. What will not be tradition this year is the spectators. There will only be about 50,000 of them compared to 150,000 before COVID restrictions were put in place. However, it is better than last year where there were no spectators. This year is also the 147th Kentucky Oaks race, which took place on April 30th. It's when the fillies, specifically the 3-year-old female horses, race. There were 14 fillies competing in the $1.25 million Grade 1 stakes race, with the winner receiving a garland of lilies. The Oaks and the Derby are the oldest continuously contested sporting event in history, and the only horse races to be held at their original site since their conception. So I hope you get a chance to do some horsing around in Kentucky, or at least watching it today. You can go to thekentuckyderby.com for more information about the races and find out what records were made this year. And from Kentucky to Ohio, joining me now is Kim Rinker from the Ohio Sire Stakes and the Ohio Standardbred Development Fund. Hello, Kim. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
You know, there's all sorts of racing in Ohio, and I think people get a little confused about what types of racing they're looking at or they should look for. Ohio Sire Stakes is one of them. So let's explain to people what it is.
Okay. Well, first of all, in Ohio, you have three types of racing. You have thoroughbred racing, which is what people watch when they watch the Kentucky Derby. You have quarter horse racing, which is very limited in Ohio, but we do have some of that. And then you have standardbred racing, which is harness horses. We sit behind them in the sulkies. So you have two gates within the standardbreds. You have trotters and pacers. And in 1976, a group of horsemen got together and they decided to create a program for horses bred and conceived and foaled in the state of Ohio. And they call that the Ohio Sire Stakes program. And that's the program that I currently manage. It is for 2 and 3-year-olds specifically. And then we also have divisions for older horses. So what you have is you have 2-year-olds. Within 2-year-olds, you have trotters and pacers, colts and fillies. So within the 2-year-olds, you'll have 4 divisions. And then within the 3-year-olds, you'll have 4 divisions of horses. And all of those horses compete in the Sire Stakes, which are specifically planned races on specific dates for those specific classes of horses.
And does it culminate to one big end race for the champions?
Yeah, what we have is we have a series that actually starts this coming Sunday night, May 2nd. Then it wraps up, and that starts with the 3-year-olds coming out, and the 2-year-olds start in July. This series then will culminate in championships for all 8 divisions of those young horses on September 5th, Sunday, September 5th at Northfield Park up in Cleveland, Ohio. And those championships go for $300,000 apiece.
Wow.
This system is based on a point system. So when the horses race, they accrue points based on where they finished. And as a result, then the top 10 horses make it into the Sire Stakes Championship final. And then we also have the second tier for those horses that just didn't quite make the final. And those are called consolations. And we offer $75,000 consolations per division. And those will take place on Friday, October 2nd at Dayton Raceway in Dayton, Ohio. But throughout the season, we have races at Miami Valley, which is currently racing, at Scioto Downs and Northfield Park. And then, like I said, and at Dayton in the fall. So really,
anywhere you live in Ohio, you could get to one of these races.
Yeah, any place in Ohio, like I said, if you live in the north part of the state, the central or the south, you can, you know, you can pretty much get to the races anywhere. And as well, there's various streaming services that offer the races in live. Mm-hmm. And then most of the racetracks also have them live and streaming on their websites. So, yeah, it's a pretty popular sport. There's a lot of hard work that goes into it. You know, people breed horses specifically to race in the Sire Stakes. It's the richest program in the state of Ohio for Ohio bred trotters and pacers.
And why is that?
You mean, why is it the richest program? Or
yeah. Is it because it's the best of the best of the standardbreds in Ohio?
Yes, exactly. Exactly. Okay. So that's why our purses are good. And you know, horsemen can also race at the fairs. There's also a series that's supported by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association called the Buckeye Stallion Series. And that's for horses that are not good enough to go in the Sire Stakes. The Ohio Sire Stakes are really the top tier for 2 and 3 year old standardbreds in the state.
Okay.
So that's why we offer the best purses, even when they go in the preliminary races. And there's four legs of the series leading up to the championships, and those legs all go for between $40,000 and $60,000, depending on how many horses enter that particular race. So,
this money to pay for these races in part comes from the Ohio Racing Commission?
Well, it comes from a variety of places, but it comes from, there's money from the casino taxes. There's money that's wagered at the racetrack. A percentage of that goes to the purses. And then to enter these races, to make a horse eligible, the owners of the foals must make a payment of $500 by March 15th of their horse's 2 and/or 3 year old season to be eligible to race in these races. Then when they come to the track and they bring their horse into race, they have to pay a $500 starting fee. So like, for instance, this year I have over 1,000 horses in the program, just 2 and 3 year olds. Mm-hmm. And so all of those people have paid $500 to nominate their horse for the program. And then, like I said, they pay an additional $500 just to start in the race. But if you're going for $40,000 or $60,000, the $500 is not a lot of money.
Right.
So, but it does take a lot of time and work and energy to get those, you know, those horses have to be, you know, foaled in a good place, raised by a good mother, and then weaned and then trained from their the end of their first year on down to their 2 year old season. To be ready. So it's a lot of time and effort and a lot of money put in by the people that support these animals. And it's a big business here in Ohio. Ohio is the number one state for breeding standardbreds in the nation. It's a good program. I mean, and everybody wants to be in the Sire Stakes. And, you know, that's why we have championships. And that's why we have the program to make people aware of the cream of the crop.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a break here, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about what this race involves and what you can expect to see if you go to the races.
It's mud season. Are you looking for a fix in a muddy situation? Cashman's has you covered, offering innovative mud control solutions. We are also your number one source for the best deals on rubber mats for multi-use flooring, perfect for horse stalls, garages, and gyms. Cashman's Horse Equipment has been serving the equine community for over 40 years. Come and visit our location in Delaware, Ohio, and shop over 10 acres of equine farm and livestock supplies. Shop online anytime at cashmans.com.
Be sure to catch the new podcast, The Top of the Stretch, presented by the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. The podcast keeps fans of racing in the Buckeye State up to date on various topics concerning the sport of harness racing. The news and views of top officials, owners, trainers, drivers, and breeders in Ohio. That's the all-new podcast, Top of the Stretch, on the Facebook page of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association. Be there!
Looking for that special gift for the horse lover in your life? Bow River Jewelry provides custom-made designs using state-of-the-art equipment, hand finishing, and quality stones to ensure your jewelry reflects that love of horses. Bow River Jewelry creates 14-karat gold rings, bracelets, and watches that uniquely exemplify the mutual love between horses and humans. Contact them at bowriverjewelry.com to see the variety of horse-inspired jewelry available or call 888-860-7483 with custom inquiries.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchell, and I am joined by Kim Rinker from the Ohio Sire Stakes. And Kim, tell me a little bit about how long each of these legs are for this race.
All the races are just a mile.
Standardbreds.
Okay. The reason they're called standardbreds is because back in the day when the breed was first coming into fruition, all races were raced in a mile, and that was considered the standard. How fast they could go for a mile. So these races are all contested at 1 mile.
What is like a fast time and an average time for these miles?
Well, now the times have really gotten so quick over the years. I mean, it used to be back in the day, I worked at Scioto Downs in 1981. And if we had a 2-minute mile, that was really something. Now a 2-minute mile, you can't even get to these races with a 2-minute mile. I mean, a lot of times the 2-year-olds go in 1:54. The 3-year-olds will go even faster. And some of the 2-year-old races have gone in 1:53 and better. Mm-hmm. So the standard breds were not a standardized breed, recognized mm-hmm. breed actually until 1968. And up until that time, you could breed a thoroughbred mare to a standardbred stallion and the resulting foal would be a standardbred. But after 1968, they standardized the breed to where you could only breed a standardbred to a standardbred. So, and those horses, as a result, have gotten faster and faster and faster over the years.
Nice.
The times just keep decreasing. And the horses are hardier. And the thing is, because now they're a more refined breed, you see the better bred standardbreds looking more and more like thoroughbreds. And of course, the thoroughbreds have had some 600 years to develop into the refined animals that they are. So the standardbreds are on that because that's one question they always ask. Why do the standardbred times keep decreasing, but the thoroughbred times don't? Well, the thoroughbreds have had all these, hundreds of years to perfect their breed and come down to where they are. And the standardbreds still haven't reached that plateau.
Oh, okay. All right. And so where can people find out when these races are, how much is it to get in, kind of a thing?
Most of the racetracks, all the racetracks that I know are free to get in. You might have to pay for a program. Some places offer free programs. But you can go to our website. You can go to the Ohio State Racing Commission's website, which is www.racingohio.net. And if you go to the navigation bar at the top of the page, you'll see where it says home, licensing, about us, Ohio racetracks. Then you see Ohio Standardbred Development Fund. If you click on that page, it will open up a new page in your browser. And there's the schedule. There's the horses that have been nominated. You can find out all the information on when the races are and what horses have been nominated to those races. And then, like I said, our first Sire Stakes is this coming Sunday, May 2nd at Miami Valley. We have 3-year-old Philly Trotters and 3-year-old Philly Pacers. And again, on our website, you will be able to see the results of those races and the standings. We post the standings. In other words, where all the horses finished immediately after the races. So it's a good way to, you can scope out the whole schedule for the summer. We have, like I said, we start this weekend, May 2nd, May 3rd in Miami Valley. And then we come back June 5th, June 19th, June 26th, and then all through July and August, and culminating with that super night. We call them the Super Night Championships at Northfield on September 5th. And we switch tracks around for the championships every year. So for instance, last year, the championships were at Scioto Downs. And okay. This year they'll be at Northfield.
And so let's give people an idea. A night out at the track, is it during the night or during the day, actually, usually?
It changes. It depends on the racetrack. Mm-hmm. The racetracks themselves get together every year and they figure out the dates that are going to work out best for them. Then they apply for those dates to the Racing Commission, and the Racing Commission approves them. Sometimes they have to jiggle the dates around a little bit to make things work for everybody. But the tracks themselves decide on this, you know, on the schedule and on the times. And so they vary from track to track. So it's always best to check the racetrack's website and see what times that those races are going to be scheduled, because they do change.
If you go to the races, to see all the races that day, is it going to be a 2-hour day, a 3-hour day, an 8-hour day?
If you go to see all the races, it's probably going to be a good 4 hours. Uh-huh. And they usually run the races off. You can count on about 4 races per hour. So if they, you know, obviously if you have 12 races, it's going to be a 3-hour day. If you have 15 races or 16, it's going to be about a 4-hour day. But generally there's about 15 minutes in between each race.
I bet.
and that, you know, some people like that, some people don't, but the people who are serious handicappers, they need the time to study the races, to look over the lines in the program and see how the horses have been doing and to see what the competition is. Because you have to remember one thing, you know, there's going to be 8, 9, or 10 horses in every race trying to win a race. So they all have, and horses are like people, they all have their different personalities, their idiosyncrasies. So somebody might wake up one morning and have a headache and not race as good as he did the week before. Mm-hmm. It's just life. It's just life with horses.
Yeah. And this really, you can go and not even place a bet. You can just go and watch these races and see these athletes and enjoy the competition.
Yeah, exactly. It's oftentimes in the summer at Scioto, you see people down on the apron, the area just next to the track with their kids. You know, they bring out little coolers and stuff and they sit there when the races are contested in the afternoon, and they make a family day of it. And it's actually really fun. And yeah. And a lot of those people never bet. They just sit there, you know, watch the races, bring a blanket, and then, you know, and there's food and refreshments at the track. So it's been a little different because of COVID, but I think this year things may start to get back to normal a little bit.
Keeping our fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, let's hope, huh?
Yeah, because I think it was hard on the horses, too. I mean, I don't know what you noticed, but, you know, they're used to having a crowd cheering them on as they race around.
Yeah, I mean, they're used to having a lot of people there. They're used to the excitement and the banter and everything. But, you know, the races were contested. One thing about horse racing, it did not stop last year due to COVID, and it has not stopped. You know, we race 365 days a year in Ohio, so you know, the races went on because they had a very limited number of people that were allowed access to the racing paddock where the barn where the horses come out of to go onto the track to race. But pretty much things were business as usual in regards to the racing itself. We just didn't have a lot of spectators.
Yeah. Let's take a break. And when we come back, I want to talk to you a little bit about, as a commission, how you work with horse breeders around the state.
Okay, very good.
Looking for your next quality standard bred racehorse? Look no further than Sugar Valley Farm in Delaware, Ohio. Sugar Valley Farm offers stud services anywhere in the world, providing the best stallions available at any price point. With a stallion roster full of names like Well Said, Lather Up, Mr. Wiggles, and Down by the Seaside, winning must be in the water. For more info, call 1-740-363-5618. That's 1-740-363-5618 for Sugar Valley Farm.
With more than 300,000 horses in Ohio, the economic impact of the equine industry in the state is over $1.4 billion. Much of that value comes from standardbred horse owners, breeders, trainers, and drivers who participate in the sport of harness racing. The mission of the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association is to preserve, protect, promote, and serve the entire standardbred industry in Ohio and beyond. To learn more about the Ohio Harness Horsemen's Association, go to OHHA.com.
Welcome back to Horsing Around. I'm Michelle Gatchel, and I am here with Kim Rinker from the Ohio Sire Stakes, and we've been talking about what those races are. But Kim, I wanted to talk to you about, if you're a breeder, how do you get your horse qualified for the Ohio Sire Stakes?
Well, it really, everything with the Sire Stakes, it's called the Sire Stakes for a reason, because it really does start with the breeders. What you have is you have people like yourself or me who go out and we buy a brood mare and we decide, hey, we want to breed this mare to an Ohio stallion. Well, every stallion that stands in the state of Ohio must be registered with the Racing Commission. So they can, when they have a new stallion, they can send in, we have forms on our website for new stallions. They mm-hmm. fill those forms out. They have to have them notarized. It's a $100 fee. They send it in to me and I issue them a stallion certificate. Now, after that, they can renew their stallion for only $25 as long as they do it by November 30th of the following year. So say you have a new stallion this month, you fill out the form, you get it notarized, you send it in to me, I give you a certificate. Then November 30th is of this year, you send in a returning stallion form along with your $25, and that stallion is renewed for, he would be renewed then for 2022. Okay. So what that means is the stallion is registered in the state. So any state funded program, be it the Sire Stakes, the Ohio Fair Stakes, the Buckeye Stallion Series, the Breeders' Championship, they're all, any horse that's sired by an Ohio stallion that is registered for this year. So say a stallion breeds a mare this year, that means the foal will be born in 2022. That means that horse will not race until 2024, but he will be eligible because he was conceived during this year when that stallion was registered with the Ohio State Racing Commission. And as well, one other thing we do, we go out to every farm and inspect the stallions and make sure that they are standing at the farm where they are listed on their certificate. And that's because the goal is to keep the stallions here in the state during the breeding season, which is January 15th through July 15th. And the purposes of that is to enhance the Ohio agriculture program. So we don't want an Ohio stallion that's breeding mares in Ohio to be standing in Pennsylvania, you know, that's registered in Ohio to be standing in Pennsylvania, because that does nothing for the Ohio agriculture program. Hmm. By mandating that the horse stays here in the state, that horse then has to eat and be, you know, he has to, you're funding the Ohio farmers, basically. You're helping the Ohio ag program and anybody else that buys and feeds their animals here in Ohio. So that is the purpose of that. And we go out and make sure that the horses are at the farms where they're supposed to be.
So how far in advance, next weekend is the first Ohio Sire Stakes race. How far in advance do you check on the stallions?
We generally go start the end of January and do January, February, March, April, and May, and a little bit sometimes into June, because we have generally we have around 120. I think this year thus far I have 109. I'm pretty sure I can look up the exact, but yeah, I think right now I have 109 stallions that are registered. So again, those stallions this year that breed a mare now, those babies will not see the racetrack until 2024. So when a breeder makes an investment to have a stallion or to have brood mares, it's a long process, and those animals have to be fed and cared for, you know, up until the time that they get to the races, and then they still have to be cared for. So it's a long process. It's an expensive process.
So we hear about the 2-year-old races and the 3-year-old races. Mm-hmm. After 3-year-old, what happens?
Well, we also have a Sire Stakes program. It's a limited program. We just have a championship for the older horses, and those are 4-year-olds and up. Mm-hmm. And those races go for $85,000. Again, those are for horses that were in the Sire Stakes, or maybe they weren't in the Sire Stakes, but they're bred by an Ohio stallion. So they're eligible to go into those races as well. And those horses, the good thing about standardbreds is they can race up until age 14. Okay. So they're pretty hardy animals. And not every horse races until they're 14, but, you know, we have there's a good share of them that do. So they continue on with their racing careers. A lot of times what happens is the top horses in the Sire Stakes, like the championship winners, after their 2 or 3-year-old season, sometimes they get bought by other folks who go out of state and then bring them back to race here, or they take them out of state, permanently. But most of them bring, if they're 2-year-olds, most of them bring them back to races their 3-year-old year. But if they're 3-year-olds, a lot of times the 3-year-old trotters, somebody will buy them from the East Coast and take them out there to race as older horses, simply because the money's better in the regular overnight races.
Mm. Well, Kim, I want to thank you so much for joining me and explaining the Ohio Sire Stakes program and where we can see these races at the tracks around Ohio. That season starts next week, everybody.
Yep, it starts Sunday night at Miami Valley. So it's a good program, and people should check it out.
And that concludes this episode. We'll see you next week for some more Horsin' Around.